Damian Johnson, you just built a tool that is called ARM, but it's a privacy tool. What can you tell me about it?
It's a terminal from the command line, checking out your bandwidth usage, your current connections, your Tor RC, and monitor various stats about it.
So basically you can monitor all your Tor connections in a very efficient way, and then basically see how much resources you are using.
Yep, that's the intention.
Cool. Hey, and why did you start such a project? You know, I mean, Tor is out there. Why worry about it?
Well, the project was actually originally conceived by Jacob and Kristen. There's a mail list post back from 2008 where they proposed having a terminal relay monitor. And I just picked that up and ran with it.
It's a non-graphical tool. It's basically, it runs from your terminal, right?
Yep, it uses the Cursus interface.
Okay, cool. So basically anybody with a Linux monitor can use it, and especially that's useful when you have it on your server, I guess.
The intention is that it's usable via SSH if you have a TTY terminal, or if you're just a command line lover like me that prefers things in text.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because especially on a server, when you've got a lot of hidden services connections, then probably you want to make sure that the system doesn't fall over.
True.
Hey, how long have you been working on this?
Throughout the summer, so probably around 4 or 5 months now.
Okay, because I've been really quickly playing with it, and it's pretty neat.
Oh, thank you.
ARM stands for Anonymizing Relay Monitor.
Yeah, the history behind the name was that originally it was called TorMoni, standing for Tor Monitor. However, the Tor project doesn't like any of the non-related projects having Tor in the name, because there might be confusion. So they asked me to change it. I was having a hard time figuring out the name, so I decided, you know, it should be something short, really easy to remember, since, like top, it's something that people will probably commonly type into the command line. So how about ARM? Just pick the name at random. And then after the fact, decided what the acronym would stand for.
Well, you did very well on that one, definitely. Hey, and people, if they want to download your tool, where should they go?
www.atigar.com/arm. It's also available from the Tor SCN repository.
And you were telling about changing their name on behalf of the Tor project, but how do they react to the tool? Because the tool in itself must make them very happy.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's actually received a fair bit of positive feedback, which has been kind of nice. Karsten, Phobos, Strange Charm, they've all offered suggestions, feature requests to make it more accommodating to their work.
Any features ahead?
The to-do list has been expanded quite a bit. That's actually why I made the announcement now. I realize I'll never finish with the to-do list, so might as well make a release now or never. The next feature to come up was a suggestion by Phobos, which was to have the graph be able to track multiple statistics. The next one is going to be the connection count, so you can see if suddenly you have a spike in the number of connections or it drops down to zero for a period of time.
Damian Johnson, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.